welcome to Highly Irregular, the podcast with no right angle. Think of it like an invitation to a stately home, to see a dear old friend. The thing is though, well, you've arrived and the butler has shown you in, but your friend? They're absolutely nowhere to be seen. There's just you and the other guests who've all also just arrived. A doctor, a teacher, a pilot, a retired general, a childhood sweetheart, and a small Belgian fellow with a funny mustache. Oh no, this can't be good. Attention all stargazers and believers. This is an announcement to let you know that there will be no horoscope this episode announcement this episode. Due to unforeseen circumstances, which ironically we might have known about had there been a horoscope, we will not be able to tell you that there won't be a horoscope this episode. Please accept our sincere apologies and rest assured that next time there won't be a horoscope, we will do our absolute best to let you know. But this time, I'm afraid, you'll just have to have no idea what happened to it and why there isn't one. Please accept our apologies for any inconvenience caused. Hello, I'm Bland Presenter, here to give you a preview of what's coming up on your TV this summer. You've seen The Great British Bake Off. You've seen The Great British Sewing Bee. You've seen Great British Railway Journeys. You've seen The Great British Menu. You've seen The Great British Street Party. You've seen Great British Chips. You've seen Great British Car Journeys. You've seen The Great British Body. You've seen The Great British Year. You've seen The Great British Songbook and The Great British Music and Great British Gardens. You've seen The Great British Pottery Throwdown. But now, get ready for our new season of shows you've never seen. Coming up only on Channel BUK. The Great British Stamp Lick with Anne Robinson.
And you consider that done, do you? And do you normally put it on the envelope at a 3-degree angle rather than completely level?
My hand must have slipped.
Oh, it slipped. How unfortunate. I do hope one of these other contestants isn't going to let down me, their family, and the entire nation.
The Great British Pillow Fluffing with Richard Osman.
Okay, contestants, you have 2 hours starting now.
Done.
Okay, let's see if that's a correct fluff. It is a correct fluff. Well done, Sal, and well done to anyone who fluffed up a pillow at home.
And the Great British Kitchen Utensil Instrument Imitation with Matt Hancock.
What have you got for me then, Paul?
All right, I think you're really going to like this. So, you know, in Countdown, when they're doing it, they're working it out, and the clock goes round, and when it gets to nearly the end, it starts playing a little tune, you know? So I'm going to do that with a Pyrex dish and a wooden spoon. Okay, listen, you're going to love it. Listen to this.
Oh, wow.
Well, what do you think? Why is your face so contorted, Matt? Are you okay?
Sorry, it's just that's it sounded so much like the missing in Countdown, you know, and I know it was such a big achievement from so many people.
Matt, are you trying to make yourself cry?
What? No, I'm not crying. I'm laughing. See, I'm laughing like a human man. I'm just a human laughing man.
Oh, hi, Mark. Is that a new car? What kind is it?
Audi, partner.
Alright. Howdy to you too, then. What makes your new car?
Audi, you still not know.
Because you won't bloody tell me. I've asked you twice now.
How Audi still doesn't know?
It's not very odd. You just won't answer my question. Why are you talking so funny?
Christ, Matthew, it's an Audi, okay? I was just trying to have a bit of fun. See, it says it on the back. Audi, right there. A-U-D-I, four rings. It's a bloody Audi.
A what? Audi? Never heard of him.
Hey, Stu Horgan here.
Who?
That's classified. Thank you for listening to episode 7 of Highly Irregular. Yes, we're back. I hope you enjoyed the bonus episode if you did listen to it. That was silly, wasn't it? But here we are again with a full-blown episode, and doesn't it feel great? And if your answer to that rhetorical question is, it sure does, Stu, well, maybe you'd like to subscribe to the show. Tell a friend about it. Or even leave a review. It really would help the show to grow. It doesn't have to be a long review, you know, it doesn't have to be a huge piece of prose. It could be something short and sweet, you know, like 5 stars, this cured my insomnia. Or 5 stars, this is nothing like Joe Rogan's podcast. Other star ratings are available. If you'd like to hear a much longer review, another podcast called Am I Cancelled actually reviewed this podcast on that podcast, and Highly Irregular got a perfect score, 50 out of 50, which is absolutely amazing. There's going to be a link to that episode where Highly Irregular is reviewed in the notes for this one, if you would like to listen to that. Be warned that along with the review, there is some strong language, quite a lot of tangents, and an incredible hard rock cover of the Highly Irregular theme song. Yes, really, with a face-melting solo. I'm not kidding. Check it out. As always, you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook at Podly Irregular, P-O-D-L-Y Irregular, and you can email me at podirregular@gmail.com, and you can listen to the songs again on the YouTube channel, including the song that is coming up in the second half of this show. Yes, we've got a song, we've got more stupid sketches, and we've got a guest skit written and performed by guest contributor and friend of the show, Anthony Hewitt. You can't follow Anthony on social media because he hasn't got Twitter or what have yous. You also can't follow him in real life because he wears full camouflage at all times. It is what it is. Okay, well, that's it. Back to the show. Well, hang on. I've just been informed that we can't return to the show yet because we're actually contractually obliged to read out a couple of advertisements from our sponsors. Of course, how could I forget? So, first up, sponsoring us this episode, the Wikipediatricians. Are you an insecure celebrity, unhappy with the way you're described on Wikipedia?
hire our team of editors to subtly improve your article without arousing the suspicions of the moderators. Working from multiple, untraceable accounts, our team will get to work polishing your adjectives and improving your image in whatever way suits you, be it surreptitiously adding a few centimetres to your height, a more fashionable birthday, or creating that historical reference you need to pass off some embellished tale from your youth that probably didn't happen. Whatever it is, we'll give the truth that little nudge it needs to realise how great you really are. And our other sponsor this episode is Omniversal Pictures, who've asked me to play a couple of trailers for some of the blockbusters they've got coming out later this year. The first trailer is for 200 Fast, 200 Furious.
Holy shit, this is fast!
And 50 Shades on Grey.
Well, honey, what do you think?
Oh, wow. Wow. No, I can't see anything at all under all these sunglasses.
Coming soon to a cinema near you.
Oh, Friday night watching telly with the boys. I love it.
Oh, yeah. You know, big night in Dickinson's real deal, 9 o'clock.
Dickinson's real deal.
Dickinson's real deal.
That's right, lads. I hope you're sitting comfortably. It is T-minus 15 minutes.
Actually, I think I need to go and get some dinner.
You want to go and get some dinner now? It's about to start in 15 minutes, mate.
Nah, trust me. I'll get back in time.
There's no way. Just stay here. Shopping takes ages.
Not the way I shop, mate.
Down and my stomach starts to growl. I know that I've gotta go out on the prowl, but I'm not about to spend hours choosing a meal. Gotta get back to my homies in time for Dickinson's real deal. So I sit out with an eye on the clock. Got £2.39 in my back pocket. Being honest, I don't know what I'm doing, man. But fear not, it's all part of the plan. Not missing a beat, I step into a shop. The aisles are crowded, but they're not gonna stop me. Builders, teachers, or merchant bankers, I couldn't care less about these full price wankers. Eyes on the prize, I finally strode onto the banks of a yellow sticker road. Time to find out what I'm going to get, cause tonight, I'm playing reduced roulette. Shut your eyes and let the gods decide.
Reduced roulette.
A cut price tastes twice as nice.
Reduced roulette.
Every discount's a successful dismount.
Reduced roulette.
Check it out. This game's gonna make your shopping trip less dear. If you don't understand, let me make the rules clear. You can't leave empty-handed, don't complain and don't bicker. You don't touch anything without a yellow sticker. Reduced roulette, the price is finally right. You may not eat well, but you'll eat something tonight. So weigh up your options and make your choice. Now I'll leave you in the capable hands of one of my boys.
Here's your new player, it's Jimmy Joyce. No, I'm not just the same guy with a different voice. Been playing for years and I never lose. But there's nothing in this game that says you need a couple screws loose. Check the price, it's a winner. Doesn't matter what it is, it's a perfect dinner. The deal is exclusive, it went when you bought it. Money saving champion might as well flaunt it. Strutting down the street with cut price carrots.
Surprising your ex with two garlic baguettes.
A strudel to recover from the night before.
Getting on the floor with four packs of coleslaw.
There's no limit, so why not try it? You can snore off with your balanced diet. Anything's a recipe, just hasn't been invented yet. So join me and play reduced roulette. Two jumbo scotch eggs and Moroccan couscous.
Reduced roulette.
A mini quiche and six pack of petit filou.
Reduced roulette.
Pilau rice and 20 cocktail sausages.
Reduced roulette.
Just 3 pints of skimmed milk.
What?
You've heard my tale and I've stated my case. Now it's up to you to join the rat race. So all you thrill seekers and adventurous eaters, it's time to cut your teeth and become a world beater. Now it's not about trying to find fortune or fame. Food poisoning? Chin up, we go again. Cause you don't need status or a penny to your name to have a crack at the beautiful game.
Reduce roulette.
And now, on our Slices of Life series, an unprecedented look at the resurgent underground raving scene.
My name is Peter. I come from Trowbridge. I'm 43 years old, and I am a raving fanatic.
Meet 43-year-old Peter, a raving fanatic from Trowbridge.
I've been on the rave scene for about 25 years now, I think, give or take. For me, it's an escape. It's a way to meet like-minded people. People like you and me who just want to get away from the boring day-to-day lifestyle, the do this, say that of today's society, and go back to a time when it had no meaning, you know? You didn't have to mean anything. You could say whatever you want, and no one's listening.
Peter's taking me to a very special location. It's an abandoned warehouse. I'm not permitted to reveal the exact location. He's taking me there for a very special event. An off-the-radar rave meetup, the kind he normally only opens to veterans of the scene. Needless to say, I'm out of my comfort zone and a little nervous.
Okay, I think we're approaching the location now. Is that right, Peter?
Yes, it's just around this corner. Oh, sorry, that's me.
Terry?
Yes, mate.
What? I can't understand what you...
Oh, you're already on it, I see, you sly dog. Don't worry, mate, we're almost there. This way. A lot of people don't know this, but rave culture actually dates all the way back to the 70s. 1876 to be precise, when one Mr. Benjamin Tuckbury, in the midst of a high fever and the turmoil of his business being foreclosed, completely lost his rag, ran to Speaker's Corner and Hyde Park, pushed some poor bloke off his podium and went on a 20-minute long, insane tirade against all manner of things. His mistress, the Industrial Revolution, the monarchy, tea, the tightness of his britches, all things he claimed had conspired to put him out of business. According to eyewitnesses at the scene, it was truly the ravings of a man who had completely lost his mind. He was eventually arrested and led away, but his actions sparked a movement which has been bubbling away for generations, and actually in these last few decades, experiencing something of a renaissance. Here we are then. This is it. Welcome to my world.
This is it? But this is just a field of insane people shouting gibberish. I'm not sure I understand. What exactly are we...
Look, all I can say is, don't knock it till you tried it. Anyway, I can't waste any more time sitting here talking to you. The party's already rocking.
It's the mice, you see. The mice! Under the kitchen floor! The mice in my flying kitchen! Don't you get it? Can't you piece it together? An eviction like this!
Postman, but he's a witch!
Good evening and welcome to the news. This is the news.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you breaking news. Whilst attempting to jump over a characteristically lazy dog, a well-known quick brown fox has met an untimely death. It seems after years of putting up with it, the dog finally snapped and mauled the fox in mid-flight. The fox shot to fame in the late 19th century when it was chosen as co-star of the 35-letter Pangram, which quickly became a favourite amongst children testing their new fountain pens. An international team of linguists, etymologists and typographers are working together through the night, scrambling to devise a new Pangram so that keyboard testers and calligraphers can get back to work as soon as possible. In a prepared, handwritten statement, a representative of that team said, "This is a tragic event, and our warmest condolences go out to the fox's family." On being asked when the new Pangram might be ready, they answered, "We're very close. We've narrowed it down to two. The five boxing wizards, Jump Quickly, or Glib Jocks, Quiz Nymph, to Vex Dwarf." That's all on this story. Updates to follow as we get them.
Thank you to our live reporter there, bringing us that breaking news. Now that there will be no further interruptions, let me return to our top
Dear BUK, I am writing to complain about your incredibly un-British and anti-patriotic schedule this autumn, to only have three shows airing with Great British in the title is an insult to every hard-working citizen of this country who just wants to fly their Union Jack during the daily government-mandated flag-flying hours with pride and dignity. Please rectify this situation immediately by adding more pointless Great British shows to your lineup, or at the very least, change your name to GBUK to reflect the greatness of Britain, regardless of what the ambiguous B in your name actually stands for. Yours Britishly, Kenneth Bum.
Well, that's that then, isn't it? In the words of the great Brucey, "It's nice to see ya." Oh, of course, you can't respond, can you? Because this is a one-way medium. You know, it gets quite lonely sometimes, podcasting. I thank you for listening, but no one ever thanks me. Nobody wants to hear Stu's problems, no. The moment I start opening up, that's it. Off we go. Yeah.